Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee, Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tony!
At a baby Tony!
Bubba Gumpino's case, hey, she's Beard Wonder. Why?
Good day, fellas.
Good day,
fellas.
Brucey.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Oh, you know, NBA, whatnot.
Sure, that's going on.
I see the Final Four get over with here.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, what's up, dude? How are you?
Howdy, baby, Mitt.
Tony.
Guess what we got last night? A team skate that fucking
team skate.
Hell yeah.
How'd NBA go for you boys?
I went 3-1, and I do believe we did have a winner on the game that I lost.
Hell yeah, we did.
Clippers. good call, Gumpy.
I mean, what the fuck is Russell Westbrook doing? He's like actually playing real basketball now. This is kind of bullshit.
So what they're doing is, since he's unguarded out at the 3-point line, they've given him the sole task of just crashing the boards. So he's just getting offensive rebounds, kicking it out, and then they let him shoot on fast breaks where he's dunking the ball or laying it up.
It turns out when you don't actually continually bury your own player on your team, it helps the guy's morale.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have to actually play real point guard, it does also help.
What's your problem?
What?
Mitt, if Lakers somehow miss the playoffs, it'll still be Westbrook's fault in Mitt's head.
It will be. He's lost them like 10 fucking games this year. What do you mean? Statistically the worst fucking offensive basketball player ever in the game, and then this year statistically the worst fucking offensive basketball player was Pat Bev playing fucking point guard for that team. Those two are the sole reasons why they will not make the playoffs. And actually, fucking Anthony Davis, trade that man.
Turns out they went to better teams, and then LeBron came back and made the team worse.
That's just not
true. Didn't go to Germany though. Wasn't in Germany.
Shams did just break news. Kevin Durant's back. The sports book have already graded my son's championship ticket a winner. So that was nice.
What? You already have a cash out option?
No. They graded it a winner. They gave me the full payout.
Oh wow. Sweet. Fuck.
Sorry, boy. Sorry about it.
That's to the playoffs.
That and FAU to the Final Four. You're swimming in tickets.
Yeah, I am. You know, when someone asked Tone, you just cashed FAU. Why do you got a deposit for baseball season? Because I put all my FAU money on the Suns, okay?
Duh.
That'll happen.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on.
Keep up.
What are we talking about? Okay? Fuck. Lines are out for MLB.
Yeah.
I think they are.
they are.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm back.
Let's roll through it quick. Yankees have now shot up to 172. Garrett Cole versus Logan Webb. Yeah. What was that open up this morning?
I think
like 150.
I think it opens in the 140s. Shot very quickly to 165, and now it'll just steam on up to 195.
As we predicted yesterday a little bit, Max Fried is a big favorite against Patrick Corbin. Probably going to have to lay a half there if you want that first five. That's
fine.
Gibson versus Kluber. Kluber's a little bit of a home favorite there. Stroman is going to be a home dog against Corbin Burns. Might see me on the Cubbies there.
Yeah, I like that.
McClanahan's a pretty big favorite against fucking your boy Erod. Erod's had a decent little spring training. I'm not going to
always. He just can't string it together for an extended period of time.
I'm not going to touch that. Conversation we had yesterday. DeGrom is a -130 favorite at home. Kind of might have been stupid of us to think that he was potentially a dog at home.
Yeah, show me DeGrom as a dog at home, and I'll show you a coffin.
He will be a dog this year.
Yeah, but not at home, I don't think.
On the road.
It'll be like Greinke. Remember when Greinke was with the D-backs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was always plus half. It was the best.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable when you... I'm kind of high on the Rangers.
All right.
First five, is not out yet, but I'm probably going to take a shot there with old Grammy against Aaron Nola, who let me just look. Let me hold on. Not that.
Oh, I'd like. Can I get ahead of this one, Tony?
I'd love to hear what this is about.
No bet. Guardians Mariners opening day. Thank you very much.
Hold on, we'll get there. Okay, it is only spring training, and was it him that you said was about the process?
Corbin Burns.
Oh, okay. So Aaron Nola.
No, Corbin Burns had like velocity concerns during spring training, and he was like, "Everybody relax. I'm just getting my arm right."
Aaron Nola in 13 innings has given up 13 runs.
Aaron Nola, you got to get the blood pumping, I would imagine. Sure. I don't think he's
6.75 ERA. But I'm just saying.
If the Rangers rotation could stay, if that Rangers rotation stays healthy, they got a shot.
Rookie last year, I believe, Hunter Green, who throws like 119 miles an hour, will be starting against the Buccos. He's a short favorite at home against the Buccos. Those two teams are supposed to be the basement dwellers of the NL Central. We'll see. We'll see.
We will see.
Blake Snell's a pretty big favorite. $2 favorite against Ramon Marquez.
Marquez was brutal last year, right?
Yeah. He's had a good spring training. We'll see. Pablo Lopez, $1.50 favorite against Greinke at home. I'm looking at the 20s on that one.
All right.
I don't know. The Royals, you just never really know what's going on.
They were supposed to support this. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Talk about Greinke.
Weren't they supposed to be good again?
Put a little fear into my heart.
They were terrible last year.
Yeah, they were awful last year. But I just always go into the season with a slight bit of Royals at home fear.
Sure, I gotcha. Cardinals are going to be dogs at home against the Jays and Manoah. I was shocked to hear this morning that Gumpy isn't all over fucking Mikolaj at home.
You're watching Sportsnet every fucking night. It's hard to not get a little thinking about Manoah being good for the Jays this year.
Sandy Alcantara, we talked about, is going to be a dog at home against Bruce's favorite pitcher because of the pitch clock, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, I think that guys like Max Scherzer and Nestor Cortez are the real winners in all this stuff. Gumpy, I don't know if you agree with that. But I think it's pretty clear that like Max Scherzer calling his own pitches on a freaking like controller on his wrist and then messing with everybody's head with the pitch clock, I think it's going to be pretty unstoppable.
I did see Scherzer literally wait until there was half a second left on the pitch clock.
Yep.
And then get the pitch back, and as soon as it hit fucking 15, or as soon as the batter was in the batter's box, ready, immediately fucking threw the pitch. Batter had no idea what was coming. So, Scherzer is ready for it.
Nestor loves this shit.
Today in spring training, Nestor Cortez got called for quick pitching, and then the very next pitch, he basically lifted his leg up and like held it in the air for maybe 6 seconds.
Excited to see what the boys do here.
Yeah,
excited
to see. What is his name? The guy on the Astros had to completely change his.
That guy
was good too, man.
Yeah, he was good. 3 hour innings, but yeah, he was good.
Dylan Cease is a dog in Houston against Framber. We thought that. Bieber's going to be a dog against Louis Castillo. You taking that game?
No, I love those guys. I love both those guys. I love those teams, man. Those are both money-making teams. Although I worry, happened a bit last year, we might be in trouble with the Mariners as too big of a favorite in some spots.
Is Flexing in the starting rotation or what?
Fucking better be.
Straight to the pen, I thought.
He was at the end of the year. Fucking,
I know. We don't get to fucking talk about it.
Right. Shohei is a $2.50 favorite against the A's. I'll say it right now. Thinking about taking Shohei
Freed
in a money line parlay. Thinking about it, might do it. And then Zach Allen was really incredible. Good last year.
Incredible.
Really good last year, if I remember. Yeah. He's going against Julio Urias. It was only a $1.80 favorite. I don't know if that's because Gallen was so good last year, but normally you're seeing the Dodgers $2 at least against the D-backs.
When was the last time Dodgers went into a season not the favorite to win that division?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Very long time.
Probably since fucking Chilling and fucking Randy Johnson were pitching for the D-backs.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Hold on, I didn't realize they're still favored.
Oh, Astros.
They're still favored.
They're favored over San Diego?
Yeah, they're -125. Padres are +120. Wow, yeah,
I think last year it was fairly similar, where the Padres were very short.
Hold on, hot.
They lost some guys though, man.
Hold on, I want to hear. Man, why do you think it's stupid that the Dodgers are favored over the Padres?
Didn't the Dodgers lose their like best fucking player?
They did lose some guys.
Did they lose Bellinger?
Trey Turner.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Justin Turner's
on the Sox.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Justin Turner's a big piece.
My dad's a Dodgers fan, so like I'm like, actually wondering. Like I thought they were bad.
So why did you pick the Sox last couple years?
Because I don't like betting on teams that aren't profitable, and the Sox were just fun to bet on.
Who's your team this year?
The Sox.
Southside.
We got our year wrap up, and my most profitable team by far was the LA Dodgers. I love betting on the Dodgers, and I will opening night. I'm gonna parlay them with the Padres.
See, the problem with the Dodgers is the same thing. I like betting on the Dodgers and the Yankees, and then I'm betting them at -200. So then I have to parlay them with something, and then the other thing fucking loses.
Is what's his name hurt? Why Snell opening day starter for the fucking
Dads?
Yeah.
Who do you think it would be?
Pirates.
Pirates ace last year.
No.
Darvish?
No.
No, it was when we first started saying that
he had a perfect game last year.
Oh, Musgrove?
Yeah.
Did they ever pay him?
Thought so.
I don't know. That's why I went there.
But Snelly boy's a good opening day guy, I feel like.
I worry about Snell with the pitch.
No, you're right. Musgrove's not even there.
Really?
Stupid. Oh, yeah, he is. Sorry.
Yeah, he is.
That's on me. Is he hurt?
Padres injury notes. Angle, Soto, Nola, Bogarts, Musgrove. So he's on the injury report. I don't know if he's out.
That makes sense.
Wait, is Tatis fucking playing this year?
Yeah, he's back in April.
What the fuck?
Where is he going to go? Left field?
All right, that's what they were saying.
When he's back, because it goes Snell, Nick Martinez, Waka Waka, you.
Waka
Nick
Flocka
Martinez,
Waka get on the this team?
Fuck out of here. Nick Martinez.
Waka Waka.
Waka was good for the Sox last year.
No, he wasn't.
Was?
Are we thinking of the same guy?
No, we're not. Waka was on the Red Sox.
Oh, I'm thinking. Who am I thinking of?
No idea.
Not fucking Waka Waka.
Looks like actually Waka
Waka. Waka Waka put in a shift for the Sox last year.
Not fucking Waka Waka.
He was dependable on the bump.
Oh, I'm thinking of Johnny Cat.
Oh, Cueto?
Yeah, Johnny Cueto.
He's on the Marlins this year?
Oh, bad against him.
The White Sox rotation gonna figure it out this year?
No. Bad
Who's
question.
Their coach? Where'd they get that coach from?
I don't know, but as long as he's not the booze bag, it's fine.
Dude, they should have ran it back.
Put some respect on his name. Dude.
How did the White Sox not bring back Ozzie Guillen, dude?
We have NFL news. I don't know if this will affect anyone's NFC South betting. Artie Smith said that Desmond Ridder is going to be the starter this season over Taylor Heinicke.
I mean, he flew over WW2. He's obviously the starting quarterback.
Keep
what are we talking about, dude?
Keep that cane.
Guy's got the heart of a damn soldier, dude.
Keep that cane ready, stage left. Gonna be yanking him off stage pretty quick.
Man, they must love him, huh?
Artie fucking loves his boys. I think that's why I love Artie Smith.
I don't think that's the worst move of all time.
No, I'm sure there's been worse.
You can't hand it to Heinicke right off the hop.
Yeah. No.
And you'd rather
maybe open competition.
You see?
No.
You
got to give him some confidence.
You have to go in there open competition, because Desmond Ridder didn't win the starting job. Like, Marcus Mariota lost it. Desmond didn't really do anything. I don't think they won any games.
I keep seeing like top free agents and Teddy Bridgewater at the top.
Teddy Bridgewater is not a backup quarterback. He's not. Did you see him in fucking the Miami Dolphins last year? He was not a backup. He definitely was.
He's not a starting quarterback either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that.
Just let me finish. He's not a top free agent.
No.
He's remaining.
No.
I've been working on those graphics. He's remaining. he's a top 20 remaining free agent.
Dude, he's not. I've never, like, the guy didn't even wear a headset last year as a backup quarterback.
See, like, that's what I mean. His demeanor as a backup was fucking awful. This dude should not be in the league.
And then he went in and he didn't even know the playbook. It was fucking insane.
Yeah, like, I don't know. The quarterback situation in the NFL is a bad one right now. Okay. Either you have a great one or you have no fucking clue what's going on.
Excited to bet on it.
I feel like there's like a good, like there's like the elite, and then we have like the good class right now. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I feel like the good class like, is so small.
I think it's pretty obvious who the top like five are, and then where the rest. Like I think it's pretty set in stone. Don't you?
Who's in the tier of like good?
What are you talking about? Teams, quarterbacks.
Like what's a good? Who's a good quarterback that's not like one of the great like top? Probably six.
Let's not do this.
Dak Prescott and Daniel Jones.
Agreed.
Okay, yeah. That's totally fair.
I think Tua's in there.
Sure. Yeah, Tua as well.
You can throw Pickett in there too, to be honest.
Thank you. I wasn't going to do it myself. But
I think it's better than fucking Dak.
You know what I mean? Like, I think.
You can throw. Is Mac?
We don't know.
Okay. I think you could say Mac is from his first year.
Is Justin Fields?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know.
I can tell you the definition of a good quarterback. Throws balls for the Detroit Lions.
They won games this year.
Goff was really good.
Do you think the Lions should be in on Lamar?
Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback.
Kirk Cousins is a good... He's at like the top of the good quarterback class.
Fucking Geno Smith, after last year, good quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, he's at the top, too.
He was fading out of there.
He tried.
He was fading out.
Don't dog Gino.
Derek Carr, good quarterback.
Derek is a good quarterback.
See, now we're getting to...
Yeah, that's
not debatable. A bad one.
That's debatable. You
can't. No, it's not.
Did he win games last year?
Yeah.
What game did Derek Carr win them last year?
Dude, any game that he started.
Josh Jacobs was like the NFL's leading rusher.
He was the NFL's leading rusher. You're correct.
Why do you think that was? That all happened at the end.
I'm not going to sit here and say that Derek Carr is a bad quarterback.
Can't do it.
No one's getting the contract he got for not being good at quarterback.
You want to argue that one?
Carson Wentz had a higher contract.
Carson Wentz was in the MVP running.
Yeah, when he got that contract.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than some guys. He's worse than a lot of other guys.
Yeah, he's good.
He's middle.
This is the class.
Middle is good class.
We didn't say he was top of the good class.
I think this is really the point I'm trying to make. Is like those guys, like that group of guys that are considered good. I just don't like. Are they even good? Like they're good for today's standards because
this is a problem with your generation, dude.
Yeah.
Are they really good? Like, it's your problem. I don't know.
It's your problem. Saints are favored to win their division. Yeah. Would they do that with a bad quarterback?
Who else is in that division?
Fucking
Taylor Heineke.
And no, it's Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder. Get it right. And then Baker Mayfield. And then probably CJ Stroud, which I kind of. What's the Panthers to win that?
Titans doing with Tannehill and fucking Derrick?
Tannehill's a good quarterback. Sometimes. I mean,
he had a few good years. He got two bags. He's decent.
That's what I hate about social media and stuff like that now. You're either fucking Patrick Mahomes or you fucking suck.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they suck. I'm just saying, like, are they really that good? I don't know.
I think if you take a team to the playoffs, you got to be doing something.
Yeah. It's hard to get to the playoffs.
It's hard to win a division with a quarterback who's incompetent.
And that was your NFL offseason talk.
That's good stuff. We'll be back with mediocre quarterbacks tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
You know a thing or two about that.
Glad we started.
It's actually the battle of mid tomorrow.
Let's do NBA tonight. As the week goes on, we'll talk more Final Four. We'll talk a little Valero tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yes.
Opening day, Thursday, obviously. That'll be fun. We'll do it all. Tonight, NBA.
Who's out for the Cavs?
I don't think...
Let me look. I think it's Jared Allen, I think, was questionable.
Yes.
He's been hurt, but, I mean, they played without him, and they played good without
him. Let's see here. Jared Allen is out.
You're plus 1.5 now.
Fucking Okoro, though, is game time.
We're, like, minus...
Okoro's game time, but Mobley's in, Mitchell's in, Garland's in. Everyone's in for Atlanta, if that's... I think I had one pick tonight. I'm not going to go against them in their home arena this time, okay? But I will go against them in Canada. I'll take the Raptors tonight against the Heat.
What happened to this line?
What's it at now? 3 still?
Minus one, minus 4.5.
Yeah, it was 3 earlier, and I got a money line at minus 150.
Me too, but I don't really want to lay 4.5.
Lowry's game time. Jimmy Butler is out.
Okay, I'll lay it.
That'll do it.
Raptors minus 4.5, and then I'll take the Cavs getting 1.5. I like Cleveland there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to be taking the Cavs plus the 1.5. I just think that's a wild number. I mean, I don't think Atlanta's that good. And the Cavs have won 4 in a row. I'm taking Memphis minus 7 against Orlando. I just think that's too short. And then I'm taking I'm actually betting on the New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, yeah, because they're super hot. The Pelicans are super hot right now, covering like 11-point spreads. They're playing out of their fucking mind. They're getting 8 at Golden State tonight. Don't know why.
You don't like
8.5 is too much.
You're going against Golden State at home?
Jeez.
First time all year. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, well, no, I think I did go against them at home before. Like 1 or 2 times. I don't like doing it, but 8.5 is a lot for a team that's steaming hot right now.
Steaming hot.
Steaming pile of hot.
What do you like, Bruce?
Going back to one of my favorite player prop markets with Darius Garland over 21.5 points. I think that's low for him heading in tonight. And I prefer that to going with the side there. And then I'm with you, Gump. I like the Raptors at home as well.
Why did we not lay it with the Knicks last night? I meant to say that, and then I saw the score. I was kicking myself.
They've been struggling.
Yeah.
It was kind of a get right, get well, get good.
Should have laid it with the Mavs last night.
It's freaking freezing in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Who sent that one in?
Nope, that was just improv.
Was that not, what was that guy's name?
Sniffy Tobias.
Sniffy Tobias.
Sniffy.
The camera, you can't tell from the camera, but you are still somehow a shade of red.
No, you could tell.
You look gorgeous. And the
fuck, Gump?
You look good. You look tan.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
The yellow is popping.
I love
that. The yellow really brings that.
Thank you.
Phoenix Sun will get you.
I saw the way you were looking at me.
It looks like if I came,
Mr. Deeds, fucking pizza guy.
Feels like if I
side eye glare from the cowboy over here.
Feels like if I came and touched your arm, it would definitely turn white.
I mean, come on, Tony. You have some red on your cheeks too. You guys got
that's fucking rosy tongue.
Come on,
fucking rosy Tony. What did we do? Oh, Team Skate.
That was the only thing the fucking team hit last night. God, what about this season? Is this season over yet?
Fuck.
I feel like we got a nice little slate tonight.
Oh, yeah.
There's some lines at Gumpy.
Oh, it is. I can't wait to get my teeth kicked in one more day. Here we go, boys.
The juicy slate.
I know it's early, but do we know anyone? We know who?
Bebe!
We know who's on Hockey Talk yet tomorrow or what?
We do, actually. We do know early this time. Rupper has been...
Are we letting it out of the bag yet?
And punctual as of late, and even with the guests. Tomorrow night, we will be talking to Jeremy Roenick.
Whoa!
JR, ever heard of him?
Yeah, I have.
And then Devils GM, Tom Fitzgerald.
Double feature?
Double feature, double dip.
Are you going to yell in his face, Gumpy, or not?
Who?
Tommy Fitz.
Devils?
Yeah,
if I should. I would wear my tarp, but it's in my apartment in Indianapolis.
Come back soon, pal.
Should wear that tarp tomorrow, Nick.
You still paying for that thing here?
Oh yeah.
I
do have the keys.
Brutal.
So I mean,
Bruce every once in a while sleeps in there for fun.
There's nothing I can do.
I know.
I literally signed a 1-year lease like a month before I left. I got what you offered me. I'm fucking stuck here, all right?
Do you re-up that thing when it comes up or what?
Have to. It's got all my shit. I came here with a fucking one suitcase, dude. I had to buy all new shit here. I got two worlds here.
Tonight, Lightning are at the Hurricanes. Tell me why I shouldn't take the Hurricanes.
Because
no,
if you are a believer, Tony, in the opposition of the trend, what does our friend Mitt McMahon always say?
You're either hot or you're due.
And Tampa Bay is not hot. They've lost four straight.
That's why I'd like to take the Hurricanes.
They are plus money here on the road. Here's the thing, though. They've played 19 games in a 33-day stretch. You say, okay, what's that? What does that matter? It's the busiest slate of 33 days of hockey in the franchise's history. 33. This team has already played the three straight fucking Stanley Cup finals, basically.
True.
That's a lot of hockey. So you could see why they're dropping some games. However, I am bucking the trend, and I'm taking them on the road tonight. Going against my better judgment, because I looked at this game, and I thought, got to take Carolina here. But I stink. So I'm flipping, and I'm taking the Bolts.
Oh, the old fade yourself.
The Bolts are due.
Give me the Caniacs.
The Bolts are due.
I'll be on the 20,000 screaming Caniacs, brother.
Yeah. Caniacs are in the middle of a homestand. They are 1-1-1. They have won both games against Tampa already this season.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Pens are two of our favorites. Speaking of struggling teams against the Detroit Red Wings,
I have no choice but to take the Pittsburgh Penguins 60-minute money line here, simply to say fuck you, Evan Fox. They've won two of their last three. Casey DeSmith is getting the start tonight. The Wings have won just three times in their last 15 games.
That's not good.
Jeez.
Dang.
What happened to the playoff push?
Yeah, that's not good. Boston's $3.30 favorites against Preds. Bro, staying away there.
Yep. Nope.
Rangers.
You can put Bruins and Texas hockey in a money line parlay, -125.
You want to throw the rags in there, -420 or no?
Fucking Blue Jackets are pesky. Yeah,
that is pesky. Laying 420 can't even pay for the tickets.
Sorry, Bruce.
I'm sitting here thinking the same thing. If someone came up to me 3 years ago, was like, hey, I got a ticket to the game tonight, I'd probably take the Blue Jackets just for fun.
I actually would if it wasn't Connor Bedard. If there wasn't a massive reward for the tank here, gotcha. I might jump on the Jackets.
They got a little youngster doing Michigans, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Seen that on the internet.
All kids are doing it nowadays.
Doing Michigans? You mean fucking putting the puck in the net?
Yeah.
Top shelf.
Quite literally the definition of
top shelf, dude. So.
Do we know if the Flyers were in pants tonight?
I don't know if they're wearing pants, and I don't care because I'm not taking them.
Okay. I'm picking this one.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Unless someone else is picking it. Cougars are at the Blues, -110, -110.
Hell, yeah.
Oh, you think?
I just figured.
There's no need for it.
Gumpy knows the Cougars won 10 of the last
I'll off. Take what the Cougars!
Yeah. Give me the Cougars. Cougars
are the team in the fucking NHL.
Bruce?
Fuck it, dude.
We're all on the fucking Cougars tonight.
Bunch of Canucks in here.
Yeah. Bunch of Cougs. Stars are $3 favorites.
I will take the Stars puck line tonight, Gumpy. You guys better score some fucking goals.
Let's hope.
Chicago's lost five straight and 12 of their last 15.
Here we are again.
What happened, Z?
Here we are again.
Tough barn.
The fucking Kings are dogs against Calgary. I don't know if it's a trap or not, but
it's got to be because the Kings have a 12-game point streak. 10 wins in there, obviously.
Give me the Kings.
I'm taking them too, which is the exact opposite of my philosophy with the Bolts
earlier. See how the Lightning will work.
But I do like the Kings here going into Calgary.
Game of hot teams. Coils versus the Knights, 128. +106.
Got it.
What?
The wrong team's favorite here, boys.
What?
What?
I mean,
a Brucey Brown special, wrong team's favored.
Vegas went into Edmonton on Saturday, beat Edmonton. with Stu Skin in net.
Yep,
now the Oilers are in Vegas on a back-to-back with Jack Campbell in net. Give me the Vegas Knights at plus money for sure.
Gumpy, I love you. Johnny Quick is in net for Vegas. We know how good he's been. Vegas is 17-5 since the All-Star break here. They are at home on 2 days rest. No. But Vegas money line tonight.
It also goes... This goes to a trend we've been talking about. This goes with a trend we've been talking about, my friend.
It sure does.
I don't think you heard me.
It sure does. No, Stoner's not back. Stoner's dead. Yeah, his back is basically a slinky at this point.
See if
his spinal column has the structure of a batch of Play-Doh.
Is he busy?
You can't hear you.
Sounds busy.
Is he busy?
Looks busy.
Is he busy?
Yeah, sure. So let's go with that.
He tells to fuck off.
No, he politely declined.
Okay.
Oh, here it comes.
He is coming?
Yeah. Is he eating an Uncrustable? What is it, a slice of pie?
Yeah, he said my food just got here.
Oh, okay.
He does not look thrilled.
I said, I didn't know that your food just got here. Okay.
Yeah, I just got here. I heard there's been some disparaging comments about my fucking Golden Knights.
No. No, all positive. We're 17-5 since the break.
Boys are hot. I mean, there's not a whole lot else you could say. I pulled Nick back when we got fucking Jonathan Quick. So they might as well cancel the season now. This guy's a fucking Stanley Cup champion. Conn Smythe winner.
No, and we're taking the Knights tonight against the.
We're all over the Knights.
Edmonton. Who we got tonight?
The Coil. Oh, Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, McDavid.
The only disparaging thing said was he said that Stoner's spine is basically slinky. No,
Stoner may never play again. I'm having a tough time pounding the Stoner drum, but. We're eating a delicious slice of pizza.
Where's that pie from?
Gumby would like to know where the pie is from.
It's called like Mod Pizza. I don't know. I see it on DoorDash all the time. I think
Mod is that LeBron's or no? Blaze is
Blaze.
Similar.
Blaze. It's very similar.
Mod's good though.
You know, spicy red sauce. It's kind of already giving me heartburn. Oh, yeah. It was the first slice. So.
Before you get out of here, any predictions on the Yankees season or game one?
I think we're gonna win 100 games this year.
Hell yeah.
We got a rookie of the year call from Bruce at shortstop.
Volpe?
Yeah. Plus 400.
I like that. I like that a lot. Only a matter of time before he's going to be batting leadoff.
Okay.
Probably starting the 9-hole, turn the order over. Judge is going to hit over 50 homers this year again. Also.
Why are you walking it back now? You said 75 the other day.
I did. I wouldn't be surprised if he does that. I'm going to sprinkle on Rodon to win Cy Young as well.
Ooh. Okay.
Hey, thank you for coming in here. Enjoy the rest of my fucking spicy
rest. Sorry for doing that to you.
No, no problem.
Go Knights.
Go Knights, baby.
Go Yanks.
Go Yanks.
Pray also, for the Thunderdome toilet.
Take Iowa plus 11.5. Caitlin Clark just cannot be stopped right now. I don't care how good
is that tonight?
Carolina is. It's Friday. So maybe I'll call back in on Thursday and remind you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Ty. It's always a treat. Ty Schmitz comes in.
That was great.
In the studio.
Food welcome.
Yeah, makes the visit better, I think.
Pray for the toilets.
I know how. If I were to have a spicy red sauce, boy, oh boy, the heartburn would be fucking barking.
Yes, sir.
See if there's any boost tonight.
NIT semifinals tonight.
I know.
Who we got?
Utah Valley.
Utah Valley's now getting 4.5.
Give me it.
What?
Give me that. And then give me the Green Machine, North Texas money line against Wisconsin.
I'm going to take Utah Valley, okay? Plus the points. And then I'm going to take the under in that second one.
Mean Green Machine up against Jump Around.
How much is Utah Valley money line?
Who would you say the greatest alumni from North Texas is?
Purple Heart.
Who?
I think they got a couple.
I'm sure they do.
Purple Heart.
So, I can't combat that. You're right.
Utah Valley's plus 164 on the money line.
I was going to say Mean Joe Green, but
there you go.
But if they have Purple Hearts, I can't.
Mean Green Machine. What is their mascot actually?
North Texas?
Yeah.
Fucking
it's like a green Mean tornado. Green Machine.
Is it really?
You thinking of Tulane?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Tulane.
Green Wave?
Green Wave.
Oh shit, are they the Eagles?
Let me find out. Copy, you got an answer on this one?
Who?
They're just the Mean Green.
Gotcha. Yeah,
Mean Green, North Texas.
Mean Green.
But they their mascot is Scrappy the Eagle.
Ah.
They are Scrappy. That's why Gumpy's fucking betting on them.
Yeah.
There is there is a boost tonight.
What do you got?
Clay to get 15 plus. Brandon Ingram to get 20 plus. And Steph Curry to get 25 plus.
Little ladder action.
Plus one. Try middle that.
It's a doctor disrespect boost.
Yeah,
Clay and Steph in the same boost. That's it is dangerous. I don't really sometimes, like that.
But 15,
really
like it's that. Only 15.
But what if like Clay has like 35, Steph has 20?
That's true.
That happens.
That happens.
Good question. Yeah. It's a good question.
And hey, stay away then.
That's what I'm saying.
Good question.
Okay.
Croatia's absolutely taking it to Turkey in the Euro qualifiers.
Here we go.
Mateo Kovacic, 2 goals.
England did knock off Italy the other day.
Very nice.
Your problem
is the USA national team still fucking good?
Yeah, they're dominating right now.
Yeah, they won in the qualified for the Nations League last night.
Yeah, they're fucking dominating. We don't know who the coach is, but they're dominating.
Nice,
hell yeah!
But at least all the right guys are playing.
None of your soccer teams got coaches. It's
overrated.
Dalic isn't going anywhere.
I mean, you got
Spurs. Spurs should be going after the guy in Bayern Munich just fired.
Sign him up,
fucking Ian Robin.
Nagelsmann. I don't know why they fired him, dude. They're like they're undefeated in the Champions League.
Who's got Pep again?
Man City.
Yeah, I mean he's been there through the run.
Yeah. Have you guys watched or Gumby? Have you watched that documentary? Take the ball, pass the ball.
Yeah, I have, dickhead.
I was asking Gumby, dickhead.
I know. That's why I took offense to it.
It's fucking sweet.
It is sweet.
I'm watching the new Waco right now on Netflix.
Oh, dude.
Is it better? Wild. Is it better than fucking Tim Reagan saying there's women and children here, brother?
There's still that in it. It's pretty good.
They dropped the real line and it's fucking hilarious. I was dying.
Party at Taylor's house, Billingsley.
Women and children here, brother.
Brother.
Oh shit, dude, that thing is wild.
Yeah, it was.
I guarantee you, we talked about.
You got to give it to those people. They really believed.
They did. A lot of those cult people do. That's why I shout out college football. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Fucking PGA got Masters next week.
Oh yeah.
Is Spieth in the fucking Valero? He always is. Probably just gonna take him to win.
That's probably fair, but remember the Easter egg, Tony. Last 2 years, Jordan Spieth has won on Easter Sunday, and this year, it's Masters Sunday falls
on Easter.
On Easter.
Wow.
Redemption at 17.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was written.
It was written.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was also written that we're going to do a show tomorrow around the same time, around the same place, with around similar sports to talk about.
Yes.
Two sleeps till baseball. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.